John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Alan of Def Leppard has a new exhibition of his artwork, Legends and Dreams. It's coming to the Hard Rock tomorrow from 5 to 8 at the Wentworth Gallery there, and then on Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Wentworth Gallery in King of Prussia. He's on the phone right now. How's it going, Rick?
I'm good. I'm actually up in Santa Clarita working on a record at the moment with a guy called Jim Scott.
Is that California?
Yes, it's not too far from Los Angeles.
Thanks for getting up so early. So is this a retrospective of all of the work that you've ever done, or is this, and we're talking about artwork here, folks, or is this just over the past couple of years?
The Legend series, I started out with Steve Clark, which was a good place to start, seeing as he's, he was my best friend. And then I moved on to John Lennon and Jimi Hendrix, and I just completed David Bowie. They're kind of the more recent pieces. Mm-hmm. A lot of the other pieces, the Union Jacks, the Stars and Stripes, the Telephone Boxers, Girl on a Swing, there's a bunch of pieces that have been around for quite a while. And, of course, Wentworth, they've got tons of galleries, so they wanted me to put artwork in every gallery. So, yeah, so it took me a while to get enough pieces to where I could do that.
It's a lot of work.
We're on a roll.
Do you still donate portions of your earnings on these to that Warrior Project?
Yes, always.
Okay.
That's the least I can do. And, over the years, I've helped our Warriors, and they helped me too. So it's a nice two-way street,
Because last year, you gave us one of the Purple Heart pieces that we used for our Veterans Radiothon. It was up for auction for 10 days, and we got a lot of money for it, so I thank you for that.
Fantastic. Well, if ever that opportunity arises, please let us know.
Well, then we'll call you in May.
it's a yearly thing. Why don't you send over the Lennon piece?
Lennon piece. We'll use that. So how does everybody feel about getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
We actually feel really good about it, and it just validates everything that we've been doing, all the hard work that we put in. But I think one of the things that we felt really excited about was the fact that they introduced the fan vote, and I think that was really important. It's one thing, when you've got a room full of board members trying to decide who gets in and who gets, who doesn't.
Right.
We thought it was really important that the fans got a say in who went in, So, and apparently it was one of the highest votes that they've ever experienced.
You went beyond Stevie Nicks. She came in second, and you beat her by over 100,000 votes.
I know. We better be very humble on the night.
I got to ask you something, and it's a very sensitive topic, and we've talked about it before, and it has to do with your arm or your lack of one. Musicians love busting balls, and there's got to be jokes that happen. I'm curious, is there any kind of Rick Allen one arm joke?
Yeah, well, there's always jokes, this is wishful thinking, one arm and three legs,
Nice.
Do you have a favorite musician joke?
The drummer one. How do you know when the stage is level? The drummer, he drools out of both sides of his mouth.
Rick, I was just giving John some crap about this the other day. He's got a joke that he likes to use, and this is the perfect time for you to use your what's the best or the worst part about a bass solo.
You just blew the joke.
Now I know the hook line because I've heard it before.
It works either way.
The non-musician ruined the
drum solo, bass joke. Solo. Screw you guys.
Rick, can you tell which member of the show is not a musician? Rick Allen, his Legends and Dreams exhibition tomorrow at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City from 5 to 8 in the Wentworth Gallery there, and then on Sunday at the Wentworth Gallery in King of Prussia from 1 to 4. Rick, I thank you for the time. I'm going to be in AC this weekend as well, so if a bald guy with a big mustache comes by, it's me.
No problem. I'll talk to security. We'll have you thrown in.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.